Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Fearing the Black Body, The Racial Origins of Fat Phobia, by Sabrina Strings. Narrated by Allison Johnson. Introduction. The Original Epidemic.
Actually starving. A prominent New York man dies in sight of food. Why could this be so?
This dramatic, if slightly awkward, headline appeared in the February 16, 1894 edition of the New York Times, atop an article that began, "Thousands of men and women in New York are starving, although they have plenty of money to buy the best food." The unnamed author of the article went on to quote what was described as a prominent physician on the state of the American diet and physique. According to the doctor, the situation was dire. "I say that they are starving to death, slowly but surely," he stated, adding that although many of those afflicted were members of the middle and upper classes, they nevertheless looked emaciated and appeared to be consumptives. This article underscored the deep anxiety felt by many in the 19th century regarding the state of the American physique. Doctors in particular agonized over what they prescribed as the pale, thin, and puny forms that were apparently proliferating around the country. Several described with horror the narrow chests and lank limbs and flabby muscles and tottering steps that meet us at every corner. Thinness, it seems, was nothing short of an epidemic. If in those years slenderness was considered a general American failing, the paleness, leanness, and malnutrition of women was particularly troubling. Prompted by the fragile state of their bodies, esteemed doctors wrote disquieting manifestos on the question of their frailty.